Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from Vice about some of the wildest prenuptial clauses lawyers have ever seen. So some of the questions we get sometimes are, do couples often include clauses about who gets the dog or cat if they divorce? Well, it is now becoming more of a thing, and it is so smart, honestly, because you know, us who are pet owners and, you know, who love their pets feel very strongly about it. And, you know, so many people, they don't have children and they have pets together. So it is wonderful to have those clauses in there because the courts are just going to treat them as property and you can't really split them, or I guess you can. And, you know, you get half the dogs and you get half the cats. I don't really know how they would do that, but usually it probably wouldn't be what you want. So that is not something that we have personally done, but it's not a bad idea. You know, some of the other things were really fascinating. Lifestyle maintenance requirements from, you know, some of the things they talked about in the article are mandatory weekly date nights and, you know, two vacations per year. These are clauses are trying to enforce romance, which is really kind of funny. One couple even required a $500 disappointment fee for each canceled date night. Now, I think this is fabulous because, one, it is kind of fun. However, it prompts the conversation. I think that too often we enter marriages and our expectations aren't clear, and we may not even know what those expectations are. But when you start to think about these things and write them down, you're very clear and upfront. Like, this is the expectation that I have for a marriage. And I think that allows for better communication and for the couple to be on the same page. And now we have, of course, the cheating penalty box. These infidelity clauses mandate a cash penalty, say $50,000 if one spouse cheats. And these are common, usually in, you know, say if you cheat or, you know, have an affair, you waive any right to alimony. And these are enforceable, but you have to figure out like what kind of proof is necessary in order to do that. But they are enforceable and it's really smart. Now, this is the thing though that I don't like. Oftentimes, let's just go with, say, the breadwinner, and we'll say it's just, you know, the wife. Let's do it. The wife's the breadwinner and she's like, hey, if you cheat, you waive all alimony, but it's not reciprocal on infidelity. So I think that normally should be. Now, of course, the breadwinner's like, what am I going to do? But maybe you should have to pay the penalty, the one with the money. So I do think that is a great clause to have in a prenup. Now, again, what level of proof is required? And that's just going to depend on where you are and the judge. But clearly, if there's a lot at stake, as many of the movies that we've all seen, you better get some good proof so that maybe that voids the prenup if the one with the money cheats. I don't know. You can come up with all kinds of things. You know, as two adults contracting, they tend to be upheld mostly often in Florida as well, if it's done in the right manner and when you had counsel and you're not under duress, which is, of course, very hard to prove, they're going to be upheld. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 158, How Alimony Laws Have Evolved and What That Means for Your Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.